I start my day with a peaceful heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I start my day with a peaceful heart. I awaken from a very content, satisfying sleep, for I have no problems on my mind. I have no worries, no anxieties, no things left to be done, no responsibilities in my world that I have not taken care of every moment of my life in a proper way. And I sleep the peace of an angel. I sleep quietly and gently, lovingly. Most of my life I have laid down to sleep, and when I wake up in the morning, I'm virtually in the same position. And my covers have not changed their position one iota. Not one little bit. They are as still as I was when I lay down to sleep, because I was in peace. So I wake. I awake in peace. That's my nature. That's my natural attitude to be. No worries, no problems, nothing to be concerned about. And as I wake in peace, I start my day with a peaceful heart. And I look at my body first, and I say to my body, "Oh, you are a good body. Ooh-wee. I love you. I love you. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I love you. I love you. I love you." And I laugh and I smile and I joy in looking at my body and saying, "You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful." Every day you're more dynamic, vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive. Wowee, you're great. And my body says, "Okay, okay, already." Leave a little enthusiasm for the rest of the day. I got enthusiasm overwhelming it. I can keep pouring it out, and I'll never run dry. All right, I'll buy that. And so our body accepts the fact that we are pure enthusiasm, vital, dynamic, alive, living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, and saying, "I like me," of every cell, every organ, action, function of our body, and it's so. It is so. I start my day with a peaceful heart. Oh, my heart is in peace. My blood pressure is at peace. Everything about me is at peace. I live in the perfect, normal, beautiful, balanced life. In a normal, beautiful, balanced body, of course, because my life is normal, beautiful, and balanced. And as I live in this beautiful, peaceful heart, I feel content. I feel all is in divine order. I feel wonderful. Oh, it is a good feeling. And then I lay there in bed for a few moments. I don't jump right out of bed right away, but I give myself the energy massage. First, I start with my toes, and I wiggle them, and I pull them, and stretch them in a peaceful, loving stretch. It doesn't hurt in the slightest. I don't feel any pain or any crinicinic. I just feel a glorious oneness. Just as a little baby. A little baby would pull on his toes and bite on his toes, and they don't feel any pain. They don't feel any out-of-orderness. They just feel a recognizedness. The toes are being recognized, and they feel good. And I feel good. And I take my hands three times over my body, gently saying, "I like me, I like me, I like me," over every inch of my body. After pulling my toes and making them feel alive, alert, vital, dynamic about life, then I give myself the energy massage, which makes every cell of my body feel alive, alert, and enthusiastic about life. And I do that again and again and again, three times. And after I've done that, I stretch and stretch and stretch, and I stand up and stretch and stretch and stretch, and I say, "Okay, vehicle, get ready for a super day. We're going to have lots of fun this way." And I do. And I do. I wake up in my peaceful body. I start my day in my peaceful consciousness. And I look at every experience of my day as being good and very good, and all being in divine order. There's nothing for me to do except to see all in divine order. And I've been reading and proctoring the lessons of some of the students on their essays. They would write about the given talks that I have as required talks in the various lessons on reincarnation, on purity, on healing, and on all these subjects. And as I read their writing, I see they take their own attitudes, their own history about the subject, and write about it. And I say to them, please don't do that. Write what you have heard on the tape that I've given you. Now, you don't have to believe what I told you, but at least I want to know that you read what I told you, you heard what I told you, so that you can then formulate your own attitude about it. And if it's something that is not harmonious with you, well, discard it. But first learn it. First realize it. Know it. If I say to you, say to yourself, I like me, I like me. Oh, that doesn't work. I've tried that a couple of times. I'm saying right now, say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Say that. Nah, bro, say it. Say it. That's the name of the game. Don't say, I wish I liked me, or it'd be nice to have a good body. Don't say anything else other than the simple statements I give you. Because the simple statements are teaching you a foundation upon which to build your attitude and your consciousness in that awareness. I like me, 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 I like me. As you say that, you will find that that will be your most natural attitude. Something will happen to you and you say, I like me. And instantly you take your mind away from something that happened to you and you put it on, I like me, and you forget about the something that happened to you, and it no longer has any power over you. It no longer has any control over you. You're a free, dynamic, and wonderful spirit. You are doing everything that's beautiful and good. Now, this is what it's all about. I start my day with a very powerful and a peaceful heart. And as I start my day with a peaceful heart, I am peaceful in my mind, in my thought, in my being. With every person in my world, I am peaceful. With every attitude in my life, I am peaceful. With every experience that comes into my attention, I am peaceful. I am peace. I am the peace that passeth all understanding. I don't understand how peace works, but when I'm ready to go to bed at night, I lay down. I used to have a pillow all the time. Now I do once in a while, and sometimes I don't. Most of the time I don't. And I put my head straight down, and I'm laying on my tummy, or on my side, or on my back, however I choose. And I say, peace, peace, peace. And as I repeat, peace, 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 I almost instantly fall into a beautiful sleep of peace. And then I wake in that beautiful inner awareness of starting my day with a peaceful heart. And in that peaceful heart, all things that I want are fulfilled and accomplished. All things that I desire are maintained and revealed to me. All things. And I am fantastic and glorious. And all is good and very good. I live in that state of awareness, that state of beingness that says, all is good and very good. That's who I am. That's where I'm going in my world. I start my day with a peaceful heart. And as I start my day with a peaceful heart, my day goes on with a peaceful heart. And then I come to the conclusion of my day, and I end my day by saying, I am peace. And it's the most natural thing for me. My heart instantly says, yeah, that's right, you are. You truly are. You truly, truly, truly are peace. And in that peaceful consciousness, in that peaceful attitude, in that peaceful mind, I am peace, and all is done. For yourself, do in your meditation, in your awareness of the fact of who you are, start your day with a peaceful heart. End your day with, I am peace. And live your day in absolute peace. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.